USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protesters in cities across the world staged rallies demanding leaders take tougher action against climate change days before the latest global conference in Madrid. The rallies kicked off in Australia, where people affected by recent devastating wildfires joined young environmentalists protesting against the government's pro-coal stance. Teenage activist Greta Thunberg, who was traveling across the Atlantic by sailboat to attend the climate talks, sent a message of support to the protesters on Twitter. Since starting her one-woman climate strikes in Sweden more than a year ago, Thunberg has drawn a large following around the world and inspired thousands more students to regularly skip school on Fridays and join the climate protests. Further rallies took place in Germany, Hungary, Belgium, South Korea, Poland, England, Turkey, Italy, Spain, and France, where environmental protesters took a swipe at Black Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democrats in Florida have submitted 18 candidates for the March 17th presidential primary. The crowded fields submitted to state election officials ahead of the deadline include the most recent entries, Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick. Florida's primary could prove crucial with the state's 219 delegates at stake, but half the country will have already voted by the time Floridians go to the polls, as that falls 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday bonanza when 14 states and two other jurisdictions hold Democratic primaries. Black Friday enthusiasts woke up before dawn and traveled cross-state to their favorite malls in search of hot deals, kicking off a shortened shopping season. But the ever-growing popularity of online shopping and holiday discounts that started weeks earlier lightened the frenzy. This year, more people got a head start on gift hunting, lured by deals from retailers trying to compensate for the shorter season. The shopping season this year is the shortest since 2013 because Thanksgiving fell on the last Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This Sunday is World AIDS Day, and experts say it should be a reminder that the disease is still a serious threat. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There have been great strides in making it so that AIDS is no longer a death sentence, but many people still don't have access to the health care and medication they need. The World Health Organization and Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS are launching a campaign called 90-90-90. The idea is that by the end of 2020, 90% of everyone infected will know they're infected, 90% of those will be getting therapy, and 90% of that group will have the virus suppressed. I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw has now been suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games on multiple occasions this season. The first time in more than 35 years a player has been banned for gambling. The league announced the suspension as Shaw was banned for at least the rest of this season and the entire 2020 season. He can petition for reinstatement on February 15, 2021. Suspensions of NFL players for betting are rare. The highest profile case was in 1963 when Paul Hornung of the Green Bay Packers and Alex Karras of the Detroit Lions were banned for the entire season. Both were reinstated the following season, and Hornung went on to make the Hall of Fame. In the most recent case, Baltimore Colts quarterback Art Schleister was suspended in 1983 for betting on NFL games and other sporting events. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.